This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. His former boss once remarked, Bill Bonds could read the telephone book and make you pay attention. The legendary Detroit television anchor died over the weekend at age 82. Anybody who watched television in Southeast Michigan from the 1960s into the mid-90s knew Bill Bonds. He feared no one, as you can hear in this live interview with U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch.
Joining us now live by way of the New Star 7 satellite for Senator Orrin Hatch of the state of Utah. Sir, I have to say to you, sir, just as an American from the Midwest, that frankly, you and your colleagues on the Senate Judiciary Committee with some of your cheap shots at one another, that was kind of an embarrassing spectacle. Do you regret that that went on?
Well, I didn't see any real cheap shots. It was a tense, difficult process, as it should be. And it was made even worse because of one dishonest senator who leaked raw FBI data that then became public.
Senator, you guys leak all the time.
No, that's not true.
Who are you trying to kid? You guys leak stuff all the time.
Let me just say something. That's not true.
Yes,
there are people who... No, not FBI reports from the Judiciary Committee. This is one area... Look, I've been there 15 years. I know what's gone on there.
There are people who think maybe you guys have been there too long.
Well, that could be. In 15 years, for a week.
Okay. Your conduct was great. You guys all look terrific. 250 million Americans are really proud of Senator Orrin Hatch and all the rest of you guys. You did a marvelous job. We're all proud of you. You never made the country look better. Let me ask you something. What are you going to do if you find out 6 months from now that Clarence Thomas, who you've just about made into a saint, is a porno freak, if that leaks out?
Well, don't worry, we won't, but I'll tell you, I think if you're going to interview us in the future, you ought to be at least courteous. I think you're about as discourteous a person as I've ever interviewed with. And I don't like it, and I don't like what you're doing. If you don't like what we're saying, you don't like what we do, say so.
Well, I
appreciate that,
Senator.
But don't act like that with me. Look, I go through enough crap back here, I don't have to go through it with you.
Well,
Senator, let me tell you something.
No, let me tell you something.
Tell yourself something. I'm tired of talking to you.
Okay, fine. I'm tired of talking to you. See you later. That was Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. He hasn't changed his mind since he was elected 15 years ago. And, hey, he's got his beliefs and we have ours.
Dick Kernan is with us now from the Spex Howard School of Broadcast Arts in Southfield, a longtime observer of Michigan's media scene who actually worked with Bill Bonds. Dick, we're laughing. Detroiters, Michiganders know him. Folks from outside who didn't know Bill Bonds, jaws are hitting the ground right now.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does that. They really broke the mold with Bill Bonds, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. I mentioned to either Tim Kiska or the other guy from the Free Press, they said, can you teach that? I said, if we could teach that, you couldn't afford to come here. you either have that or see ya. I mean, he was just a very unusual guy that had these diverse images. I mean, what we just heard, and if you think that was just for senators, I mean, Bill would do the same thing if it was me or you. But on the other hand, he could be the most charming guy in the room.
What did viewers expect from Bill Bonds, and what did he deliver to them?
I think what they expected is they would know the truth, that he wasn't going to eliminate anything that was a negative or gild the lily, as we used to say. They knew that he was going to tell it exactly like it was. I think, and he proved it again with with that thing you just played, which is great. I couldn't believe it. Okay, goodbye. Wow.
I know.
He did the same thing. His coverage of the '67 riots were, just amazing. He was definitely one of a kind. It's taken nothing away from the other people who do that for a living, but he was a very special, very unique guy.
And it was a love-hate thing viewers would have, but they watched, didn't they? Whether they loved him or hated him.
Yeah. You just, it was hard to ignore him.
Bill Bonds tried the New York and Los Angeles television markets, but always wound up coming back to Michigan. What was uniquely Detroit or uniquely Michigan about Bill Bonds?
Well, I think the fact that, there are a lot of us, I'm assuming present company included, that are from here. And, there are people that leave here all the time and go to California or go to New York. I think the Detroit market has always been, boy, I don't know. I'd hate to, don't take me to court on this. But I think one of the things, and Bill personified that, is the identity of coming from this town. Just, I mean, that's a bad description. I apologize. But I think that there is just something that for a lot of people is very unique to Southeast Michigan and isn't replicated anyplace else.
Yeah, there you go. When it really becomes a part of people's lives, welcomed into their living rooms or their kitchens each night, the news.
Yeah.
Bill waged a very, very public battle with alcohol addiction, didn't he?
Boy, didn't he.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give the guy credit. He was very, you know, it's typical Bill Bonds. You know, he's not about to kid you about it. And, you know, that's a tough thing to deal with. And, you know, ultimately, I mean, it took a while, that's for darn sure. But ultimately, he beat it.
You are in the business of training broadcasters. And when you look at who's sitting in anchor chairs today, and not just in Detroit, but today in general, no one's challenging mayors to boxing matches anymore.
It doesn't happen, does it?
No. Are the days of that Bond-style swagger and character, are those over now on TV news sets? Is there less tolerance of these kind of colorful characters?
I think it may be over locally. But then, you know, I am a major, major fan of the Daily News, of the Daily Show, and of John Oliver and Bill Maher. And, you know, those guys certainly personify the same thing Bill personified. I believe it's called telling it like it is. And, you know, it may be that given the situation today, you know, if you're a local anchor, I mean, that's a, you know, you can do an awful lot of damage. And to say, well, yeah, but Bill got away with it, I don't think that's going to save your job.
Yeah. So the... what lessons do you think today's young broadcasters that you're training might take from watching clips of Bill Bonds and kind of hearing how demanding he was and how exacting he was, and he wanted well-written copy and he wanted things accurate? What could they learn from him?
I'm not sure I'd even expose him to it, Cynthia. You don't get to do that until you have created a reputation. You know, Bill didn't always do that. It grew over, you know, a period of time. And to say to people, yeah, go out and hang up on a senator from Utah, I don't think somebody coming into the business has got a long way to go before they have a reputation that would allow them to pull that off. I mean, that was a very tough thing to do. I mean, look at all the other people that didn't do it. I mean, we're talking about, you know, I'm not going to name names,
sure.
But, you know, I'm sure you can guess. Not to take anything away from him, it's just to say that he was so unique in having that presence that allowed him to pull that stuff off. And, you know, I would sure not encourage my students to challenge the mayor of some little town up north to a fist fight. I just don't think it'd be good for their career.
Dick Kernan is with the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts in Southfield as we look back over the career of legendary Detroit TV anchor Bill Bonds, who died over the weekend at age 82. Dick, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling.